This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Having trouble just hearing myself right now. Joining me now from XS Sites is he is a marketing and sales engineer in addition to a sponsored shooter with them. His name is Monty Long. Am I correct with all of that, Monty?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm just trying to cope. Yeah. Radio is a constant, ever never ending drama of various technical hoops and everything. But hey, we do it. Let's talk a little bit about XS Sites. Let's talk about what attracts me to them. Your big dot sites. Now I know, and now, just so we get this out of the way, before I talk about the big dots, you have other sites besides big dots, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We do have a couple of options in the way of notch and post for handguns that we've added over the last couple of years, just to expand what we offer and appeal to a broader range of consumers and shooters.
For those of you that like a three-dot sight, for example, which they make a splendid three-dot sight. I've seen the glow of those. You can just about read a book in the dark with those. I'm not really exaggerating that much about it. I'm a big dot fan, though, because it's just so easy to line that up, putting the lollipop on the stick.
And that's my personal preference. I mean, I've got pretty much everything we make on some form of firearm or another,
right?
Just to have them, to be able to take them to the range and let people play with them. But my personal preference is for the big dot. I mean, that's what I've got on my the Glock 48 I'm carrying right now. The Glock 34 that I usually use for competition these days, it's got a big dot on the front of it.
Right.
It's big and easy to see.
Yes. Well, I mean, and the thing with this is that I'm defaulting in a lot of cases to optics, but if I have big dots on the gun, in most cases, if it doesn't already have the optics cut on it, I'm just not going to worry with it, because the big dots are just that quick to acquire. But who designed this thing? I mean, I remember when I first got into the whole gun talk thing, I found this guy named James Jaeger, and he was raving about big dot sights, and I didn't know what he was talking about. Big dots. What are we talking about, man? And then I looked into it and I saw it and I was like, okay, this makes a whole lot of sense to me. Who came up with this idea of the lollipop and the stick on the big dot?
So it actually originated in the late 1800s. You had guys that were professional hunters in Africa, and you're dealing generally with fairly large critters that, by the time the pH gets up to them, have got a foul disposition. I mean, somebody's just shot them. So they want to, like, stomp a mud hole in whatever they can find. What those guys realized is they didn't need super, super precision sights. They needed sights that allowed adequate sight alignment right now. My understanding is that if a rather irritated Cape Buffalo has decided it wants to charge you, you want to put bullets in the important spot like, 2.5 seconds ago so that you could stop the problem.
Right.
And that's, I don't know exactly who came up with it originally, but that's what they were originally designed for. Adapting them to the pistol, to the handgun, that gets credited to Ashley Emerson. Ashley being, a gun writer, machinist, gunsmith, hunter. I mean, Ashley's kind of done a little of all of it. At the time, my understanding, this actually predates my starting with XS, but, late 1990s, Ashley was working for another company here in Fort Worth that the owner of XS when I started, Ed, did contract machine work for. And Ashley had the idea of doing express sights for a handgun. On an African gun, you're worried about a big, foul, evil, nasty critter that wants to stomp you into the ground because you just shot him. Well, on a handgun, we want a defensive tool for a foul, evil, nasty two-legged critter that has decided they wanted to do evil to us. Regardless, what you need is the same. You need good, acceptably accurate shots as quickly as you can get them. And Ashley was like, hey, works really good on African guns. Ought to work good on a handgun. And it did.
That I have no doubt about that. The thing I like about them is it's just that easy.
Absolutely.
To acquire. And these are... Would you characterize these as precision sights or are these combat sights? And let's make the differentiation between the two.
Oh, they are most definitely combat sights. I mean, can they be used for precision work? If you want to spend enough time, energy, effort, and ammunition, they can be very, very accurate. Most people don't want to spend that much effort on it because, I'll be honest, to get to where I am, where I can shoot little bitty targets at 25, 50, 7,500 yards with a handgun, I've spent a lot of time in dry fire and a lot of time in live fire. That being said, most of your defensive situations are going to be 25 yards and in, and you're looking to hit an 8-inch, basically an 8-inch circle.
Sure.
That's actually pretty easy to get really, really competent with the express sights in, those instances. The nice thing about it, what's one of the big things we like about the red dot?
Ease of acquisition. In fact, you can the reason I like it is because it's easy to acquire. I don't have to line up. But one thing, which is the same thing with the XS sights, I just had to line up one thing. But it also, once I've got it zeroed, it's probably just going to work all the time.
Well,
tell me
one of the big advantages to a red dot is you can threat focus, right?
Right.
To run a red dot on a handgun correctly, that's what I've always been taught and what I teach other people, is you actually threat focus, you target focus. You see the target, or you focus on the target, you see the dot superimposed on it. You can, especially at 10 yards and in, you can do that with the express sight. You can be focusing on the threat, and that big dot is big enough and bright enough that you can still see it in your vision and still make an acceptable shot, which means that I can focus on the world around me and decide that, that guy over there that I just pulled the pistol on because he scared the snot out of me, well, he just decided to drop the knife he had in his hand and run off. Sweet! I don't have to shoot him. I can keep the gun out until I feel really safe and can holster it, but I can actually focus on the world around me and observe and get the information I need to make the appropriate decision.
Coming up on the first break, the world of XS sights, there's a little more to it than this, than just the scratch. Oh, well, yeah, I've heard about them. A little bit more to it than that. They have a suite of products available to you, and we're going to talk about these in the coming segments. Monty, of course, like I said, Monty is a marketing and sales engineer and a sponsored shooter with XS Sights. The website is XSSights.com. The drop-down menu is very simple. You can pick your own sight. It doesn't have to be big dots. You'd be surprised at the variety. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Monty Long. He is with XS Sights. He is the works in marketing and in sales. He covers it all, and he's a sponsored shooter. What kind of shooting do you do? What is it? Precision rifle, handgun? What do?
Primarily competitive three gun, although I do a little bit of USPSA, a little bit of IDPA, and occasionally a little bit of PRS. Well, like I said, primarily three gun. So.
What is PRS? I'm not familiar with PRS.
Precision rifle series.
Okay.
Precision long range shooting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that one fascinates me.
It's a fun sport. I mean, trying to hit little targets at long distance, that gets interesting.
Now, in these pistol disciplines that you run, you're using big dots on the are you running a Glock 34?
For the last couple of years, usually I've been shooting a Glock 34.
Right. Is yours tuned, or is it just you just run them?
I pulled it out of the box. I swapped out the sights, of course, and then I actually did a little bit of trigger work, but not what most people would expect.
Gotcha.
You know, the 34 comes with Glock's minus connector.
Right.
I pulled that out and I threw in. Mine's a Gen 5. I threw in the same dot connector that they put in the Gen 5 17s and 19s.
Okay.
So the trigger on mine is not particularly light. It's very similar to the Glock 17 that I have, that I teach with, and then the Glock 19 that I usually carry.
Now, see, with XS, okay, so with the XS sights, which the only ones I've ever tried are the big dots. Maybe I need to try some of the other ones, but I haven't tried any but the big dots. But, I get myself into a quandary there.
Mm-hmm.
Because with an XS gun, I'm not a competitive shooter. I only carry a gun in case I have to use a gun in self-defense. And if I have to use a gun in self-defense, then my first thought is the faster I've got shots going down range, the better off I am.
Mm-hmm.
So fast target acquisition, of course, is a very important thing to me. And with the XS sights, I kind of think sometimes that if you don't have the optic already mounted on the gun, or if it's not optics ready, or even if it is optics ready, if you want to get the co-witnessing sights, because Addison has sent me a set of sights that I put on my Terran tactical gun.
Mm-hmm.
I have a TTI Combat Master. That's a long story.
I'm jealous.
That's a long story.
That's a nice handgun.
If you knew what I had to go through to get it, you'd be like, okay, maybe you deserve that. But, I mean, I've got those running on that as well, and even with the optic mounted on it. How many people come to you and say, hey, I don't need an optic with these?
We hear it some. The thing about the optic is that it is the newest, the latest, the greatest, the coolest thing there is. So you're seeing a lot of people do that. I mean, then you've got a lot of people like me that, you know, okay, I've got a couple of guns with optics. I still prefer the irons.
Right.
And granted, maybe that's just because I'm, you know, getting into the old dogs don't learn new tricks category.
I wouldn't so much put it that way, but I mean, like, when I was in the military in the 80s, we didn't have optics. We didn't have plate carriers. We didn't even have trauma kits. We were just fast. We were quick. We dodged those bullets back in the 80s. learning how to function without technology, I don't think that is actually a bad thing at all.
I agree. I don't think it is, but you're starting to see a little of that happening with the red dots these days. But hey, you still really want to have backup sites, and we make sites that will work for that.
Yeah, yeah. But let's go into the three dot variety that you do have. I mean, those, the night site is, like I said, I've seen those. Those are really easy to acquire in the dark. How easy? And I've never shot any. I've never run any. When you're pulling it up in daylight, is it as easy to do it in daylight as it is in the dark?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you've got a photoluminescent ring surrounding the tritium lamp. That's what our Ember technology on the new DXT2s, the Express sites, and then the R3D, which is the three-dot sites. It's a proprietary photoluminescent property process that we do surrounding the lamp. If it's been charged, man, it's like a freaking beacon in a dark room.
Right.
You can't if you miss it. Well, that's because you're just pretty much blind to begin with.
Blind.
It is bright once it's been charged.
Right.
In the daytime, for me, and everybody's a little different, everybody's eyes are a little different. For me, the R3D green front is just bright as can be in broad daylight. The orange is easy to pick up, but for my eyes, not as easy as the green. Right? But that's the whole goal of everything we make, right? All of our sites are geared around self-defense. That's the part of the market that we're really interested in. And to make an accurate shot in a defensive situation, you got to be able to see your sights.
Right.
So we want sights that are easy to see. And that's why we started with the big dots. And then when we finally decided to expand the product line, we wanted to keep our same mindset of easy to see sights across the spectrum. So the orange dot on the front end or the green dot on the front end on the R3Ds, that took a lot of work to get something that we were satisfied with in that it's easy to pick up during presentation from a holster.
Yeah, that's what it's all about to me. That's all it is about when to me. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about, and I don't know how new this is, but I decided to go out and get a lever gun,
mm-hmm.
and turn it into a Tyrannosaurus Rex killing machine. So I tacked it all up, and Addison sent me this rail ghost ring sight that I have mounted on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally finished as far as the... I sent it away to get the innards done, but it's finally finished to where I'm going to get to go shoot it. But I have shot it with those. I want to talk about that kind of a sight setup and where the impetus comes on this. For anything that we're talking about, you can find all of this at excesssights.com. Waiting right there for you. Talking to Monty Long from Excess Sights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold
to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee. A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News. Federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. More than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year, including one death. A total of 219 illnesses have been reported across 38 states, including 27 hospitalizations and one fatality in Tennessee. The true count is likely much higher, as many people recover without seeking medical care. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed an age-old rule whereby automobile customers had bargaining power over dealers because they could always shop around for a better deal or negotiate a discount on vehicles which were widely available. But today, dealers are setting prices and oftentimes charging a premium and sticking to them. In some cases, consumers can end up paying thousands of dollars above sticker price. A chip shortage, together with factory shutdowns, have limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Monty Long. He's a competitive shooter and he works in sales and in marketing. He is a engineer, sales engineer.
Yes,
Monty.
That's correct.
Wait, exactly what is a sales engineer?
I used to be the production manager up until February of this year.
Right.
And then I got moved over to sales and marketing engineer, so I'm still trying to get it all figured out.
Well, I mean, so they created a job position for you, and you get to be the one to set the description up, I guess.
I'm working on that anyway. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So I've got this Henry's 4570.
Mm-hmm.
And the sights that came on it, they were abysmal. I mean, they were horrible. And I called Addison. And Addison, I love Addison simply because when you call her, I don't think I've ever caught her in a bad mood.
You know, I've been working with her since she started here, obviously, and I don't think I've ever seen her in a bad mood myself.
I mean, I was just wondering what the odds of that are. Anyway, I told her. Now, I had gone to one company called Ranger Point Precision to get a bunch of the stuff, and they had sights and rails to go on top of it, too. But at the same time, when I looked at them and I realized what I was going to get with the XS sight, and I prefer the XS sight to any sight I want to put on any gun, I thought, okay, well, if this is the way it is with me on these guns, maybe it'll be the way it is with this gun. And I have fired it a grand total of 6 times. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, I can't find any 45-70 ammo in most cases, or I haven't looked lately because I sent it to one of my sponsors to have it greased up, get the inner workings set up, and because I sent it to one of my sponsors to get the inner workings messed with. But the sights, so much better. How many people actually come and get, I mean, this gun would fall under the category of, I guess, of a hunting rifle. Is this where this sight setup, is this where this falls down in your lineup?
Yes, sir. On our website, it would be under hunting rifle sights. And you've got the rail and the Ghost Ring sights, which we make a very similar setup for all the Marlins, and then the Henry 4570s, where, you know, we took the concept of the Scout mount, which we've done for years, still do, still make for, like, the Mossberg 464, the Winchester 94, all those guys. But we decided that, you know, on the Marlin, which has a solid top receiver, and then
right.
the Henry, which also has a solid top receiver,
right?
You know, not everybody likes the Scout scope or the Scout rifle concept. Well, if you've got a solid top receiver, just bring that rail all the way back, and, you know, now you can run a conventional scope, a red dot, a Scout scope, or if, you know, in the world of ARs, I'm a nose-to-charging handle guy. I learned to shoot with irons. That's what I was taught. So I generally get a little further forward on the stock with my cheek weld than a lot of people.
Okay.
So even running a conventional scope, that Scout mount sure is nice because I can push the scope a little further out without having to get extended or cantilevered rings.
Now, when you're talking about the Scout mount, are you referring to the Jeff Cooper Scout rifle theory that he came up with? I've had one of those. Those are great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I think I had the Ruger one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he came up with this concept of the Scout rifle, which is basically a fairly light, fairly handy carbine designed to take any game animal on the American continent, this continent,
sure.
As well as being usable as a defensive tool. That's not its primary aspect, but it could be pressed into service for that. The big thing is, you know, it's light, it's handy, it allows you to take any kind of game that you might run across if you were out in the woods. We took that concept. Well, he had a nice list of requirements that he wanted, which nobody's really made one exactly accurate to what his concept was, though the Steyr Scout's pretty close.
Right.
For a factory gun, and then the Ruger's actually not too bad either. But we came up with mounts to convert various rifles into Scouts to some extent. Did them for the Mausers and the Enfield, and then we started doing them for the lever guns. And then, like I said, we took that concept and looked at the Marlins, which had a solid top receiver, and just brought that rail back. Kept the Ghost Ring sights so that if you had a problem with the scope in the field, you could jerk the scope off and you still got a way to aim the rifle because you got the irons.
I've been trying to figure out if I even want to put an optic on my lever gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure because the 45-70 is not exactly a long-range round, is it?
Well, it was used to shoot things at a lot longer ranges once upon a time, but it does have a lot of loop in the trajectory there.
Yeah. I don't know if I could afford the ammo to get that to work, sight that in, to actually get proficient with it.
That is kind of rough.
Yeah. So, that's the thing about it. So I don't know that I'm actually going to do it, although I do see some guys putting, like, a pistol red dot on them,
that's not what I would really want, but, you know, that's me and my preference.
Right.
I could see a lot of benefit to having an aim point. You know, a good, you know, good red dot that could handle the recoil, because, well, me personally, when I can ever get my 45-70 Marlin from my dad.
Right.
We went into it together, caught a deal, but I didn't have the money, so we split the cost.
Right.
And he promptly absconded with it, and I don't think I've seen it in about 10 years now. But if I were using it, mostly what I'd be doing is hunting pigs, and I like doing that at night. Red dot's really nice with night vision. So, you know, something like an aim point comp that I could set for a night vision setting, that might be a lot of fun on pigs.
So I guess you would mount that without a riser?
Yeah, I would mount that without a riser. I mean, there's enough drop on that Marlin stock for me and my cheek weld that I probably would be just fine.
Yeah, I think I've seen now the new thing with the lever guns that, you know, Chris Costa started tacking them up, and mine's tacked up, but like they've got these skeletonized buttstocks and everything, and I don't think I'm going to go that far. I've got external ammo carriers that will carry six each. That's 12, which is three reloads on the 4-round magazine. I'm pretty sure that's probably legal in every state as well, so. I've probably taken it as far as I'm going to go, but I don't know if I'll ever put a scope on it, simply because the Ghost Ring sight, although it can take any scope I want to put on it, however far or further back or forward or whatever I want, that's the versatility of it. When I saw that, I was thinking, well, I probably won't use it, but this could do about just about anything.
Oh, absolutely, and that's, you know, our customer service guys get that question quite a bit on the Marlins, because, you know, for the Henry, we only offer the long rail.
Right.
And we're looking into adding that option for the Henrys in 30-30 and the pistol calibers sometime in the not too terribly distant future.
Yeah.
Right, now, it's just the 45-70.
Yeah, between Marlin being required by Ruger and not being really Marlin anymore, and that lapse that was there, and Henry's just now sort of pushing it like I appreciate.
Oh,
I can see where that would happen. But you hang on for me. Hang on one last break. Talking to Monty Long from XSSights.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've been speaking with Monty Long. He is a sponsored shooter, and he is the sales and marketing engineer at XS Sights. I want to real quick do an overview just of the AR and the shotguns for those who don't think that you... who might consider that you don't make something for those weapons, which you obviously do. And then I'd like to find out if anything new was debuted at SHOT, or not SHOT Show, because that was in at NRA.
All righty. Well, like you said, we are not strangers to the AR-15 market or the shotgun market. For the AR-15, we offer our XTI-2s, the new generation of our XTIs, which is a 45-degree offset-mounted set of sights. If you've got a magnified optic, sometimes you have to deal with a target that's up close, and rather than trying to drop your zoom back down to 1 and go through the optic, you can a lot faster just roll the rifle and look down the side of it through our DX or XTI-2s and make an accurate shot that way. For those of us that still like to shoot the iron sights, we also have the CSAT aperture along with our 24/7 stripe. The CSAT aperture was designed by Paul Howe at Combat Shooting and Tactics. Paul was a soldier. He was one of the guys in Mogadishu during 1993, and that particular aperture system has got a notch above the aperture for dealing with close-range threats, right? Instead of having to, if you've got a carbine that's zeroed at 100 yards, but you have to engage a target at 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 yards, you've got to hold high, right?
Right.
Because your irons are 2.5 inches off the bore. Well, with the CSAT aperture, that's actually been taken care of. You, instead of looking through the aperture at the front sight, you actually shift your vision and use that notch along with the front sight, and it takes care of that offset. So you've got a set of iron sights that is much, much easier to use from contact out to, you know, your zero distance. So, and then for shotguns, we do all kinds of options for the shotguns, from the epoxy on beads for people that just want a big dot that allows them to see their front sight in low light, like a home defense gun. I mean, those little bead sights are not very easy to use, especially in low light. Well, we make a big dot that just epoxies over them, and you've got a nice bright yellow or orange dot surrounding a tritium lamp for a home defense gun, all the way up to a rail and a ghost ring set available for the Mossbergs and the Remington 870s for those that are doing a lot more work with slugs.
Well, do you guys make a set of sights that will... I can't remember. The Mossberg Model 88 or whatever it is, the cheapy Mossberg, that I'm not a big shotgun guy. I have a cheapy Mossberg. Do you guys make a set of sights that would work with that one that's the... I can't remember which model it is.
The Maverick.
The Maverick. There you go. Yeah, Mossberg, so, Maverick.
Yeah. So if you've got that plain round barrel, we do an epoxy on big dot, which for a home defense shotgun, honestly, that's really pretty much all you need. Unless you're doing a lot with slugs on a shotgun, you just need a bigger front sight that's easy to see, especially
right.
With light. If you wanted to use it as a dedicated slug gun, you could go with a set of ghost rings. Now, what you'd have to do for the front sight is going to depend on the individual shotgun and what the barrel diameter is. For some guns, depending on barrel diameter, we make a banded front. So it just is a front sight that clamps around the front end of the gun. Gives you a front sight that's got a little bit of elevation adjustment, rear sight bolts to the receiver, and you've got a ghost ring set of sights. If your barrel diameter is outside the range of those bands, then you got to get a ramp soldered in place, and it gets a little more involved.
If I ever decide that I'm going to go with slugs, like if I ever go out in the woods and I might be having to bust a bear or something, I'm probably not going to take the Maverick. Probably not going to be that one.
The shotgun's a great tool, but I won't lie, me personally, I generally tend to lean towards a rifle or a carbine, mainly because, you know, I grew up hunting and shooting, but we were always deer hunting. I grew up
right.
with a rifle. I don't think I actually shot a shotgun until I was 10 or 12 years old was the first time I shot a shotgun.
There you go.
But I've been shooting rifles since I was about 3.5. So I'm much more comfortable with a rifle than I am a shotgun.
So, NRA show, did you guys have anything new, or did anything new get debuted at SHOT Show? I saw some video with Addison and Jaeger where she was showing some stuff. So, I mean, you guys do other things besides sights, obviously.
We
but
do.
Was there anything new that came out that sort of you want to ring that bell?
Absolutely. So let's start off with the two things that we released at NRA that are available right now. We released our 3D sights, which is our three-dot sights, for the Springfield Armory SA-35.
Okay.
So those are available. They're up on the website. You can get on there and order them right now. And then we released our DXT-2s for the LCP Max 380. So the Express sights for the Ruger LCP Max 380. Again, those are up on the website. You can order those now. What you probably saw in the video with Addison and James was the new Glock sight pusher. We're going to try and have that actually up on the website and available by the end of the summer. And it's our take on a sight pusher. But, of course, you know, us being us, we weren't content to look at everything that was available and just try and copy that. We
right.
tried to do some stuff and make it unique. And what we wound up doing is making a sight pusher that works on any Glock currently made. It'll work on anything from the 42. You got to throw in a little shim under the 42 slide. They're just a little too short to work without a shim, but that's going to be included, is the plan, all the way up to the 20s and the 21s, and anything in between. And then depending on your red dot, it will adjust the rear sight on a gun with a red dot installed in some cases.
Okay.
I've used one of the prototypes to adjust the rear sight on a gun that's got a Trigicon RMR mounted with a C&H plate with no problem. The gun we had at the shot at NRA, the red dot on that one was a little bigger and a little weird. I forget exactly what it was, and I couldn't quite get that one to cooperate with me. But, yeah, if you're running an RMR, it'll still adjust the rear sight with the dot mounted, which is nice because if you have to pull the dot, now you, when you put it back on, you got to re-zero it.
Well, I mean, if you're doing that stuff and it works with a C&H plate in place, I would think that would work with whichever red dot is sitting on there, because I use C&H plates myself. Well, they sponsor the show, so I mean, absolutely, I use them. And if they fit, I would think if it works with one, it'd work with them all.
Yeah, like I said, I forget which dot we had on the slide we had there. It just wasn't quite cooperating with me when I was trying it. But
sure,
the big thing is, like I said, you know, most sight pushers on the market, you either have to buy them for a specific model of firearm or a specific frame slide size in the case of a Glock, either the slim lines or the 9s, 40s, 357s, or the 45 automatic 10mm.
The biggins, yeah.
Yeah. Or some of them use different shims or plates, or you have some that you can clamp onto almost any slide, but it's kind of a pain to get it all lined up and make sure that you're pushing straight across. Ours isn't. You line the rear sight up. We have a wedge that we use that locks the slide in place, and you go to town. We also changed up how force is applied to the rear sight.
I'll tell you what, hang on if you will, because we're about to run out of time, so I will get with Addison, and we will have to do a part two to this.
All right.
I do appreciate finally getting you on the air, though.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Font of information that you are. With a self-defense handgun, speed of sight acquisition is key. Excess sights answers that question. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend.
Thank you much. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.